Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Nobody home. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Just gave away some Terps tickets for this weekend for Saturday's game against Michigan. If you're going, bring a coat. Support Sean Merriman's 23rd annual coat drive. If you missed any of our interview with Sean, you can check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Pods, Spotify. You can get on the Odyssey app, the iHeart app. Check it out on YouTube where we're streaming. You can watch it on Monumental Sports Network where we're on TV right now. We've got a couple of guys on the line that have been on hold for a while, so we're going to take these calls. My guy Toothpick is on the line. What's up, Pick?
Hey, what's good, JP? Listen, first off, man, I want to let y'all know something. It's probably the reason why he can't kick 50-yard field goals is I've seen the old kicker hanging out in front of liquor stores all over Texas. So maybe that's why he was unable to do his job. So, you know, that travel time between Texas and back in the DMV, that's a problem right there. But my real question was this. My real question is this, man, is where we are in the season, we should be looking for what Coach Gibbs used to say is core players, right? And I'm just going to give an example. Like right now, if you look at our offensive line, you see right tackle Young. Left tackle is a good, solid veteran that probably got about five more years than him. You got an all-star in Cosme. And then you don't know what you have at the left guard, but you have players that'll work there. I see the only place that needs to upgrade there maybe is you got to start looking for Viadas' replacement. But as far as the team goes, where do you guys see four players? Players that'll be here to take us to the playoffs and be a legitimate Pro Bowler, all NFL type players.
Dude, it's a very good question, and I think that's one of the, as this season has gone the wrong way, I think that's one of the toughest subplots to it, is that there probably aren't a lot of guys you view at from a contractual, an age, and a talent standpoint that you're like, all right, this is a piece for the long haul.
But I think as you begin to add better talent in certain positions, you're going to find out that guys that we think don't look good going to look much better.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's what we get out of the rest of this season is we find that some guys are trying to stick around and be a part of the solution in the coming future. Thanks for taking my call, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. Care, man.
Hey, keep that guy out of the – well, he's no longer with the team, so we're good.
See you, man. Our guy Matt Stafford is on the line. Matt, I think you're focused on the NFC playoffs, but it appears by Jeff's note here you're focused on the AFC playoffs.
Yeah, you know me. I always listen to DC Sports Talk and want to comment on AFC teams. And, you know, I play in the NFC. It makes total sense. But I'm calling from the landline, watching on Monumental. Remember, never, ever forget to set your DVR when you're watching Monumental. I have a confession
okay.
to make. The Matt Stafford in L.A. is a clone. his back... That was an excuse to work on his wife's influence and network. And I'm actually clone number three.
What did y'all do with the second one?
Michael Keaton, well, when Stafford won the Super Bowl, they made clone number two. That's who he is now. But I'm clone three. And, you know, remember Michael Keaton's movie, Multiplicity. The more clones you make, the worse they start to get. So I can't even throw past 30 yards. And Tom Brady's next dog, it's probably going to be not right. But I think that the Chargers are on the downslope. I think the Colts are going to collapse. KC's going to come be what KC is. And I think the Steelers hold on to the division there, even if it's Rudolph or Will Howard at quarterback. The defense is starting to play better again. And, you know, if you're going to be talking about, you know, spitting here coming up in this segment, in this block, I know Von Miller summed it up pretty good. You can only do so much. If you try to punch a helmet, that's only going to do so much. So if you're so enraged, I guess that's when you go to that level. I don't know if I could do it myself, but my brother of the first clone, of the real Matt Stafford, his best friend there playing poker, he spit in his face. They were never friends again.
Wow, playing poker? Was there a fist fight?
We grabbed my brother before it got to throwing blows.
Nah, you wouldn't have been able to stop me.
They were never the same. Actually, no one was ever friends with that guy ever again, which was pretty, you know, real and tough to see.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt. Good luck with the cloning.
All right, brother.
B, speaking of the spitting stuff.
Yeah.
So Jamar Chase tried to say he didn't spit on him.
And then the film told him he was lying.
The video was pretty clear.
He was just like Fred Smoot, just going to tell him lies, huh?
Were you ever in a game?
Yeah.
When and where?
I was in Philly, Warren Sapp. I cut his ass the next play, got a 15-yard penalty, and he limped for a long time. I was trying to take him out.
Did he spit on you?
Yeah.
Really?
And I showed the ref. And the ref act like he didn't care. I said, okay, cool. And I.
What do you think gets somebody to that level?
To what? To spit?
It's like dehumanizing.
That's a coward. Point blank.
Yeah. I was.
And they do it and they try to run the other way real quick.
It is, I don't know, just such lame behavior. You know what I mean? And I like Jamar Chase a lot, but had you ever been close to spitting on someone?
No. I don't have to spit on them. If it's to the point where they want to do something, we can rock it if you want to rock. But how about that? No, that's not cool. That's the most disrespectful, demoralizing thing you could do to somebody. And on a football field, I wasn't worried about that. If we're on the field, we could get each other legal if we want.
Right, like it's a game where you're allowed to blast
each other. But once you do that, and I don't care, big, small, the person that does it, he needs to be handled. And I went straight to the side and said, Andy, I'm sorry, but he spit on me, and that's why I cut it. He was engaged, and I tried to take that damn whole knee off.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I mean, Just gross. Just gross and lame. Jeff, you lived a crazy life. Has anyone ever spit on you?
They spit at me in a baseball game, and it didn't end well. It started a team brawl.
What happened? What'd you do?
So I played catcher.
And what year is this? How old are you?
This is about ninth grade year. I played catcher, and the dude, like, he slid. But, you know, if you're playing catcher, you can block the plate when someone is running from third. And I guess he didn't like that I was in front of the plate. He crashed into me. He spit back at me. He didn't get it on me. But the fact that he spat at me, I was a little kid, and I was like, oh, yeah, he's basically calling me the B word. And we won the game and the fight.
As my coach always said, hey, man, we're not going to only win the game. We win the fight, too. So he said, if you can't fight, you can't build our team. Because if a brawl break and you went the other way, you get done at practice.
I mean, to spit on somebody is just so gross.
Trifling.
Yeah.
It's trifling.
Like, I do wonder, remember in the season opener when Jalen Carter tried to say he was just spitting down and Dak was kind of there?
Man, spit don't just, if I'm trying to spit down, I don't hit you in the face. Okay?
Right.
If you're trying to spit down, you spit down. You don't hit nobody in the face spitting down. Unless you damn 7'8" and Jalen Carter's not that tall, is he?
No. Yeah, I mean, the whole spitting thing, I wonder if the NFL, how many times has that happened this year? Three? There was the Jalen Carter, Ja'Marr Chase. Wasn't there another one somewhere in there?
I don't remember the other one.
You don't really see that in other sports, right? Because guys know they can't get away with it. You got a helmet on and there's 22 dudes.
I just spit on people in other sports too.
I wonder if the NFL.
How about the damn dude that licked the dude's head in.
That was weird.
In hockey. What was the little weird dude?
I remember what you're saying. Do you think, like, what if they agreed to an automatic, make it three games? You spit on somebody, it's three games.
Hey, Mike Thomas say, if somebody spits on you, you do what comes natural. And that's whatever that comes out of you. You just go for it.
Totally. Spitting cannot be tolerated, period. That is just subhuman behavior. And I'm not saying.
And then they bring it up.
And I think Jalen Ramsey is a punk. I think there's a reason he keeps getting traded and moved around. Still, man.
He didn't spit. He's able to get under your skin, bro.
Can't be spitting on people.
And if he get under your skin, that he has a knack of getting under people's skin.
I'm going to take this call real quick. Dennis is in Glen Burnie. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. B. Mitch, I love you, brother. You are 110% correct. If somebody spits on you, they deserve everything they get. I'm 74 and I played in football. You don't do that.
Yep.
If you do that, you need to get your butt whipped.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, B. Mitch.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, bye-bye.
That's a wild story, B. I didn't know that story.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, man.
What year? Were you in Philly or with the Skins?
I was in Philly.
And that was a heat of rivalry at that point with the Eagles.
Yeah.
The Eagles and the Bucks. Was that the playoff game or was that a regular season game?
No, that was the regular season.
I can only imagine how mad you were.
Bro, look. It's like I walked to the ref. I said, ref, dude just spit on me. He's like, oh, I didn't see. I said, okay, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. What are you going to do? I said, you'll be seeing it. And I went for it.
I
wouldn't have cared. If I would have did it and caught him clean, I missed him completely how I wanted to. If I could have caught him clean and then dislocated it, cool. Who cares?
I don't blame you. I don't blame you, man.
Because I was trying.
I'm trying to find the hit right now.
Hmm?
I'm trying to find the hit on YouTube right now.
You probably won't find that one.
Yeah, it seems hard to find.
That's so damn long ago, Jay. 20-plus years ago.
Here's what we're going to do. We got to make some bets. Nobody go anywhere. Grant and Danny coming your way at 2 o'clock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.